Now, here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest. This is Shug FM Music. And always be waiting, waiting. This is Shug FM Music. This is Shug FM. Here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7. This is Shug FM. Shug FM.
Is
latest local weather from Sugar FM.
Okay, it's Chris back in your radio for a Monday evening with the Dark Side of the 80s. And now for the weather report, we've got a random northern man.
It's dark.
So, what's that, man?
It's dark!
And is there anything except it being dark?
It's cold!
There you go, it's dark and cold right the way across Stafford.
On 87.7, this is Sugar FM with Chris Gray.
Oh, JB. My God!
87.7, Sugar FM.
It's Chris along with JD for the Dark Side of the 80s, 8:36. Now, I've got to say, we're very lucky. We've actually got a couple of very special studio guests, as well as JD. Say hello, JD.
Hello, JD.
No, not you. We've got some others. We've also got Sean Connery in the studio.
Yes.
Is it sounding... how's it sounding, Sean?
Well, Sugar FM's incredibly sexy and delightful.
And we've also got Harry Hill with us.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, I don't believe it is. And we've got to say hello to Frank Spencer as well.
Nice, I don't mean to be any trouble.
Yeah, so we've got our own friends, and I believe we've got a couple of Americans joining us a little bit later.
We do. I think Casey Freshman and Jordan Schultz will be in later
I think the Freshman and Jordan will make an appearance. Got to say big hello to James tonight, or Jimmy Tidy, as he likes to be known. Cheers for you listening online right the way down in Gloucestershire. If you are listening on FM, think, oh, that signal sounds a bit bad. Give us a listen online, shugradio.co.uk. Now, what are we up to this evening? We're playing some top tunes, Mead.
Yeah, we're playing some good tunes from the 80s.
Okay, so we've got a few randoms, such as, you know, a few indie bands you haven't heard for a while, like The Smiths, The Cure, New Order, all that. But then we've got a few, not so much one-hit wonders, but songs that just don't even get played.
Some were no-hit wonders. That first track, Robbie Robb.
Yeah, from
In Time from the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure soundtrack.
It was a most excellent adventure and a most excellent tune as well, so good to hear that. And, of course, Billy Idol, the man.
The man.
No one can say Billy Idol and Rebel Yell. If you've got a song you'd like to hear or a song that you'd like us to play, we might think about it.
We might consider
but
it.
But we've got, to be honest, some absolutely 80s retro nuggets will come out for you. I really do mean that. So between now and 10, we're going to be playing those, so do stick around. This one's a Haircut 100, one of your favourites.
Oh, yes.
And it's Boy Meets Girl. I've seen Nick Haywood live.
Have you?
Bit random. I saw him at Butlins.
Oh, he's a beautiful man.
He's still doing well for himself. At a village hall near you, it's Haircut 100 on Shug FM.
Shug FM. Log on today at shugradio.co.uk.
Shug FM. Shug FM, the dark side of the 80s for a Monday evening that plays Kenny Loggins. Stop talking. Thank you. I know. Shug FM, the radio revolution for Staffordshire. I'm Chris, along with JD. Hope you're very well. I think we've dumped Harry and Sean, but we've still got Frank in the studio with us.
Nice.
Is that all you say, Frank?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't mean to be any trouble.
Okay, very good. We've got a cake in the studio, which is always nice. I can hear myself through my... That's right, that's better. We've got a cake in the studio, which has been made by Sam, who's our resident tea girl. And by the look of it, cake baker extraordinaire. Johnny's obviously done something. Johnny, he was our northern friend from earlier. He came straight from the pit to be on the show. So we must say thank you to him for that. Oh, cool. Can you do that? That's impressive. Okay, so if you've got any songs you want to hear from the 80s, do let us know. We'll try and get those on. We've got some good stuff coming.
It's pretty good. It's a good selection.
It's rather funky.
Oh, the next one's really funky. It's just,
all right, we'll play
it's
it.
Steeped in funk.
Is it steeped in funk?
It is.
What's your favourite colour, baby?
Shug FM. Log on today at shugradio.co.uk.
Shug FM.
Never leave you alone.
words describe that song to you? Another 80s film soundtrack classic there. It's Peter Cetera, Gloria Love. Can you describe it in words, or is it just too...
In words.
It's too special for you, isn't it?
That song is so good that while I was listening, a little bit of Wii came out.
That's a beautiful image. I was going to say, we've always got the magic of radio, but that's just right. However, this... I know, you know, you're probably thinking, oh, all the listeners turning off, you know, Shuggy's been playing some good stuff tonight, and then we've come in, you know, a couple of random guys who've been in Stafford just a little bit too long.
Just
and
far
start
too
playing
long.
Some random stuff. But, I mean, this isn't... This is just beautiful. It's from a Scarface. And I'm not sure of the exact artist, but the song says it itself. It's Push It to the Limit on Shug FM.
This is Shug FM with Chris Gray.
Oh my God!
87.7 Shug FM.
Make another man sing. Change your heart to a little.
FM, Stafford's Radio Revolution, Dark Side of the 80s with Chris and JD for your Monday evening, Huey Lewis and the Parallel from Back to the Future, of course. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch this evening, 07757 454 668 or chris@sugradio.co.uk. 07757 454 668, chris@sugradio.co.uk. Now, I've been having a couple of random discussions while those 80s gems have been on. One of them was... You met a girl from Canada, and I said, oh, is she from Stafford? And you went, no, she's from Canada.
It was a good joke.
It was, but that's it. But what do you mean? And the other one was, every man likes to make a fort. How true.
Every man. It doesn't matter.
We've got Johnny, who's here on the afternoon show with me today, and he's lying down on some of the chairs and the furniture here. Yes, hello, Johnny. And
look at his face.
You know, get a couple of duvets, some sheets, you know, possibly a kitchen roll as a gun or a megaphone. And you're away, aren't you?
Oh,
you've got a fort.
If you've got cushions to hide behind, preferably pretending they're sandbags, and some imaginary enemies somewhere, you're good. You're good for hours.
It is. This is very true. Also, you were telling me about the swimming pool you used to go to.
In the swimming pool, and this is true for every single person in the world.
It's painfully true.
You go any swimming pool, and those little foam floats that you have to swim with, there's always one with a bite taken out of them. I don't know why. Some kid went around every pool biting those.
Who was the kid that bit the bits out of floats in swimming pools?
Well, I believe it was Tom Elgon. He said as much to me in confession the other day.
Now, Johnny started hiding. Hiya, Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay, if you do want to get in touch, even if it's to tell us to, in very nice and polite terms, to be quiet and play some music. Mind you, you probably won't want to hear some of the stuff we've got. We've got some gems from the 80s, haven't we?
Oh, we have. I think we're songs dripping with goo.
I tell you what, this last half hour's been so emotional. I think we're probably going to do it again tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'd love to. I'm kind of got a tear in my eye.
You've got a tear in your eye, I can tell that, mate. That's probably the cake.
I hope it's a tear anyway.
Oh no, it's not the cake. She's glaring at me now. So I'm going to play some more music. What we've got coming up, we've got a little American connection coming up, haven't we, with Monsignor's Freshman and Jordan.
Oh yeah, well, if we can, we're going to hope that Casey and Jordan will talk to us.
Yeah, there's a possibility. I just see this going very, very badly. Mind you, we can only get better. Well. We'll see about that. I'm going to play a song which has probably still got a little bit of credibility today. It's from The Cure. They've probably quite a few bands around.
I mean,
some of the
bands we've
been playing, I mean, if you listen to stuff like The Killers or The Kaiser Chiefs, you can hear there's quite a few influences from the stuff we play.
Some of it's downright stolen.
It is, yeah, but this is a fantastic song. It's The Cure. It's actually from that film, Just Like Heaven, which is...
Is it in that film as well?
It is. I think that's where they nicked the name from. This is The Cure.
I think it was, yeah.
And Just Like Heaven. We'll be right back.
change me, cause that's who I am. Ooh. These are
Kiss and Crazy Crazy Nights. It is the Dark Side of the 80s one week ago. This time next week it's going to be Elliot Kev here. I'll tell you more about that on my afternoon show tomorrow. So you have only got to put up with us until 10 o'clock because I think we're fantastic, but we possibly online listening doesn't agree.
Well, everybody's gone away, but we are possibly the greatest DJs in the world.
I mean, it's a bit, it's quite a broad, bold statement, but I think, hell yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are the best.
I think it's just super.
And the sexiest.
Well, quite possibly.
And judging by that laughter, everyone agrees.
Faces for radio. Well, I'll speak for myself anyway. Right, the next song I've got is from Whitesnake. And it's one of those songs, it's a ballad, isn't it?
Oh, it's a power 80s ballad.
80s power ballad. I mean, we're talking Hairspray. We're talking classy videos, walking on a beach.
We're talking super drug.
We're talking about to close your eyes and clench your fist on the chorus. It's that much.
On a mountain.
Ballad. There might be a little bit of snow there as well. It's that much
with the
of a
wind
snowy
blowing
mountain.
And
it's not the wind of change in this case, but it's here I go again. See what I've done there?
So I this did see.
It is. It's a bit of a quality tune, and it's Whitesnake. Here I go again. Chug FM. Nice bit of mellow start. You just got work up to guitar. If you hear us singing, I do apologise. We've got Lionel Richie, Hello, which we're going to have great fun with in a few minutes.
I don't know where I'm going.
Chug FM.
But I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. And I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again.
Now, here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest. This is Shug FM Music. This is Shug FM Music. Here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7. This is Shug FM.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Quieting jaded out is Prince from Batman, apparently.
Yep,
and
Batman
Party Man. Got to say hello to Rich Bishop from the Richard Bishop Show. Weekends 4 till 6, there you go, Rich, nice little plug for you there. He's texting saying, Chris, I'm still listening on FM, so no matter how we're doing on the online, by playing these gems.
They are
gems of songs. There's some good stuff.
Some of them are diamonds.
They are, and he actually emailed in earlier asking for Bowling for Soup in 1985. We've actually gone back to 1985. I mean, with a radio station that gives you more, you've heard of interactivity. This is just silly, you know.
Over the top.
We're doing well. So we're going to play some more alternative 80s tunes between now and 10. But don't forget, I'll be back and slightly more back to normal between 2 and 5.30 tomorrow with Stafford's latest and greatest music, all the latest news, what's on around Stafford, a couple of more phone-ins and a couple more studio guests as well. We've got Smelly Ellie with the news from the telly. She'll be back. Also Norm the Northerner and Robin the Tesco announcer. Sorry, leading supermarket announcer. And, that's my phone. Oh, someone likes me. Okay, we're going to play another song. Frank Spencer's going to introduce it for you.
I know that I am very sad to be leaving from this place, but I can tell you wish me well from the look upon your face.
Flying bullet for you. So what difference does it make?
He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Young FM from David. It's Journey and Don't Stop Believing. Thanks for that, David. Thanks for listening as well. Online at shoveradio.co.uk. Drop me an email while you're there. chris@shoveradio.co.uk. 07757 454 668 is the text number. If you'd like to get in touch, you're more than welcome. Now, I've got another one. A song that samples Michael Jackson, Rockwell. Somebody's watching me. It's 80s-tastic. I think that should be a proper word, you know, JD. 80s-tastic.
80s-tastic. Maybe A-tastic.
A-tastic. Or 80s-hyphen-tastic. Now, we were talking just before that about 80s fashions, 80s culture, 80s clothes, all your favourite kind of things going on from the 80s. Hairstyle.
I think the greatest hairstyle from the 80s is possibly one of the greatest hairstyles of all time.
In the history of the world.
In the history of the world, the fade, which Will Smith made the coolest thing in the world.
And that was on the mullet as, that, the mullet as well.
The mullet was great, but not as good as a fade.
Pat Sharp, Bon Jovi, Nick Kershaw, they epitomised it. And then we've got the clothes, some rather lovely looking shell suits going down.
Shell suits with a global hypercolour t-shirt.
They were great, though.
They were great, because when you sweated, it changed colour, and everyone just knew that you were a horrible person.
I remember those. They were fine. Yeah, as long as you got this amusing kind of sweat marks on it.
Everyone walked around with yellow armpits.
And then there was snoods as well, which it wasn't quite a hat, it wasn't quite a scarf, it was just some kind of strange neck garment there going down. They were looking...
Everything was great, you know. There was Bermuda shorts.
Leg warmers. Oh, everything. I mean, bring back the 80s. We're getting there with some of the music these days, but we're just...
And also, you see, you know, there's a lot of people, certain countries in the world, we won't go into it, we won't name them, But a bit behind the times fashion-wise.
But I mean,
and they're still in the 80s.
If you get stuck in the 80s, there's nothing wrong with that, to be fair.
People walking around with Bermuda shorts and Teenage Turtles t-shirts.
Why do they call them Bermuda shorts? Were they from Bermuda?
I believe they're from Bermuda.
The most famous thing out of Bermuda since the Triangle.
That's the only two things from Bermuda.
We've got some more songs coming. If you do want to request, you know the detail, sugarradio.co.uk. And Frank Spencer's here as well in the studio with us.
Nice.
He is indeed. And we're going to be playing all your favourite 80s tunes through until 10 o'clock. This is Rockwell for Jimmy.
Sug FM. Log on today at sugradio.co.uk.
Sug FM. Tides, 87.7 Shug FM. And my name's Chris Gray. I hope you're very well, whatever you're up to this evening. Got to say hello to Andy, one of my old mates, Andy Stern, he's listening, saying, loving journey, Chris, and Kate Bush there as well. Going to play you a song in just a sec. And see if we can find some Deacon Blue, Tears for Fears. We had a request for that. We're going to be playing as much of that as possible, so do keep on listening. Now, can I put your mic on without everyone out there being noisy?
Hopefully.
There we go.
Everyone's a bit noisy.
Have you got another little gem of wisdom for us, JD?
A gem of wisdom. I have no wisdom at all. I thought I was wise, and I'll remember one thing that my old mother once said to me. She said, "Jim, get out of my house."
That's beautiful.
It is.
It's Foreigner, of course, Cold as Ice. Just for Andy, 87.7, Stafford's Radio Revolution, Chug FM.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. You're digging for gold, you're throwing away a fortune and feelings, but someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. You're digging for gold, you're throwing away a fortune and feelings, but someday you'll pay.
You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire.
Shug FM, Stafford's and Radio Revolution. Don't get knotted, get noticed on 87.7 at shugradio.co.uk. Online, drop me an email. You're more than welcome, chris@shugradio.co.uk. You can listen online. We're going to have podcasts of all these shows. I'm going to enjoy listening back to this one. I don't think anyone else is, though.
I might enjoy it if I happen to be on many drugs at the time.
Now, I think the only drug you need for 80 songs is oxygen.
Lots of it.
Lots of it as well. I tell you what, Dancing in the Dark, that's a bit of a good song as well. Is it possible to dance in the dark? This is the little debate we've got. It's the big question.
It really depends. I think dancing in the dark could be a very tricky thing to try. It could be
I think I'd look a lot better dancing in the dark.
I look fantastic in the dark.
I'll tell you what.
I look very similar to Tom Cruise when it's very dark.
So do I, actually, from a distance.
Because
about
when our eyes shine in the dark, they both look the same.
What, you mean you have two?
And we both have two eyes and our teeth are visible in the dark.
I see. Well, that's another fact of the day for you now. I mean, we're dishing them out.
Full of facts.
We keep on giving, don't we?
I mean, we keep on giving.
And I mean, both our listeners will accredit
both
as well.
Both our listeners, one of them is deaf. But he enjoys the buzzing sound that the headphones make on the side of his head. They tickle his ears, and he loves it.
I think we could probably say that. I don't know. No,
well, the deaf people aren't going to complain because they ain't listening to the station.
It's possible. I'm going to stop you talking, just like this. Watch that. There you go. Try talking.
Nah.
No, not at all. Actually, that sounds much better. It sounds a lot less like a cave in my ears now, so that's good. Okay, it is now 16 minutes before 10 o'clock on your Monday evening. Still time for a couple more 80s songs. Janie's got a couple he wants to play. This one going out for James. It's The Clash and Rock the Casbah. Stafford's Radio Revolution with Chris. 87.7 Shug FM.
Cruising down the road. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung.
It's a bit of an anthem, although I can't say I remember that one too well. It seems I know just about every song in the history of the world.
It's fantastic, and it's on the 40-year-old Virgin soundtrack, which makes it even
Have you seen that film?
I've seen it about four billion times.
We've got another random song. I'd just like to say, my good friend Dan, who's supplied quite a lot of the computer equipment,
he's
the spit of Limahl this evening.
He's like...
He does. I can just say, too shy, shy, hush, hush, I don't why. Sing it. Too shy, shy, hush, hush, move, I don't why. So, I was singing that extremely drunk in a leading kebab house in Stafford the other night.
Fantastic.
I know, that was super.
I'm surprised that you weren't entered.
He also looks like the guy at Depeche Mode, Dave Gahan. Or
Gahan. He looks like Dave Gahan slightly.
He does. He's still got the more Limahl thing going on. Look at him there with his finger in his ear. Absolutely beautiful. And now he's going to eat it. Lovely. Right, we've got a few of those left this evening. Jordan and Casey.
Jordan and Casey, they've been really elusive and they haven't actually made it onto the air.
You know, trying to just keep the possible gram of reputation and credibility that we may still have here.
I don't think we have a gram. I think we have as much as
Kilo? A
grain of salt weighs.
A grain, it's not a lot, is it really?
No.
You can't even take it out with a pinch. So.
I think if we make one more slip up, we have no credibility.
I think the first slip-up was when we came on air. I mean, the start wasn't great. Didn't go too well, and the end's been awful.
I think it started badly and then went downhill from there.
But, I mean, you know, we've enjoyed ourselves. We've had a rather jolly evening, haven't we, really?
Yeah, I mean, just think, I could have been lying on a bed of silk with beautiful
JD there, and oh dear, we lost him there, and now he's trying to shout. I'm going to play this because Sam wanted this, and she baked a cake just for Sugar FM. That's how local we are. We've got a cake. It's carrot cake with some butter icing, and Johnny's written Sugar FM in hundreds and thousands. That's what we think. Oh, and Penny's bought a kettle, or a kettle lead. One of the two, either's good. Okay, this is Eric Carmen from Dirty Dancing on Sugar FM, Hungry Eyes, Staffords, Radio Revolution. Hello.
Sugar FM. Log on today at sugarradio.co.uk.
Sugar FM.
Comb your hair and give me that grin. It's making me spin now, spinning within. Before I melt like snow, I say hello. How do you do? If I was young, I could wake outside your school, 'cause your face is like the cover of a magazine. How do you do the things that you do?
Darkest side of the 80s. It's still a song just for Ellie this evening. That is the smelly Ellie with the news from the telly Ellie. Yeah, that Ellie. She's going to be back tomorrow with me on the afternoon show from 2 o'clock. So thank you for that. That's Roxette and How Do You Do. Eric Carmen for that Hungry Eyes from Dirty Dancing. How's the show been? It's been emotional.
I've been so emotional. I've enjoyed myself. Oh, it's an unforgettable experience.
Yeah, it's been fun. And we're going to try and do it again, I think. I mean, when they let us loose on air again. So
I don't think they're ever going to let me loose on air again.
See, I kind of behave myself and I try and be normal, thinking, yeah, you know, here I am playing all the top tunes. But then when you come, I've just been unleashed into this randomosity.
It's not my fault.
Oh, well, I like to think so.
All right, it is my fault. I'm very happy about it.
I'm going to be back trying to be normal tomorrow from 2 o'clock with all the normal stuff. That's just after the packed lunch, and you're going to come and try and join me,
if I can.
Come on, you haven't got to go to lectures. You're a student. Go to your lectures and stay in school, kids.
And, don't do drugs.
Don't show drugs. You're not too cool for school. So, yeah, I'm going to be back tomorrow.
But I'll be on Thursday no matter what.
Yeah, are you going to get a bit of a plug? And it's called?
It's called what's it going to be called now?
Punk and Disorderly.
Punk and Disorderly.
We cannot call it Funk as Puck.
No.
Because I struggle so much to say that. And as a model professional, well, one of the two.
A model professional, a very small professional made out of plastic.
Yeah, look at that economy. Totally solid. I'm going to try and not say that, but we've got the punk show. That's coming up with you, 8:30
on Thursday night.
And if you're out this time tomorrow, I really do want to see all of you down at the Lytton Tree. We're going to be DJing down there, live from the Lytton with me, Chris Gray. Kick off around 9 o'clock on that one. Johnny and Sam are going to be there. Johnny, I can hear you hooting from here. Yeah, indeed. Johnny and Sam, my glamorous leafleteers, are going to be there giving out all the leaflets and telling you more about Shag FM. I'm going to be DJing down at Lytton Tree from around 9 o'clock tomorrow. Playing quite very, very different stuff tonight. We're talking kind of all the Ministry of Sound style dance beats tomorrow. But it's been stunning playing the 80s stuff. You know, it's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful. If yeah. I wasn't here, I'd just be at home festering in my own juice.
he does mean fruit juice. I should add that, because that does sound, you know, just it's wrong on so many levels, really. But we are going to leave. You know, are we going to leave your song? No, I think we've infested their ears enough with our random oddities from the decade that was it. We are going to do it again soon. Come in tomorrow on the show.
We'll do
some film soundtracks. I had a few requests this evening. One of them was Be Quiet, but we're going to be doing some more than tomorrow.
Followed by Shut the Hell Up.
Yeah, and we've got Non-Stop Shug coming up next. Now, we had a Cockney in the studio the other day saying, a southern version of Shug, as it were. And we've had a lot of suggestions what to call our overnight. I mean, for those of you who don't know, it's hours, literally hours. Half a day's worth of just non-stop quality music. And it is quality music. I've been through moderating after we had some randoms last night.
It's quality. The packaging it comes in is pristine.
I know. And if you keep it in the original packaging, that'll be worth quite a bit. What? What on earth are we on about? Just a bit of reality shit there. Yeah, so we're going to call it, I think it's Non-Stop Shug at the moment. We had Long Hard Shugging and Shug Through the Night, Great by Yourself or with a Friend. And
I think it should be called I'd Shug You.
Possibly, but
good for a shugging.
This is true. Well, we're going to leave you with some nonsense. What have we got lined up? Dare I say, we've got. Oh, it's not too bad. Better than the music we've been playing tonight, which, you know, it's a pretty hard task, but we're going to do that. And I've got to play this one more time.
Sugar FM.
There we go.
Oh, I love that. I felt that.
It's going through your head. Nice to know that. So we are going to leave you. My name is Chris Gray. Back with you tomorrow from 2 o'clock. Keep on sugarradio.co.uk for Stafford's Radio Revolution.